Let's start here.
Can you unpeel it and put the whole thing in your mouth sideways like a big smile? And then people will say like, oh, what a beautiful smile you have. But they won't know it's a banana.
Let go of my arm! This is really inappropriate behavior from a children's entertainer.
There are all sorts of surprises down here with me.
I bought a house within walking distance of Philly Market during the recession. I had no idea this was going to happen. So I'm one of the people that are going to celebrate Finley Market at the end because my housing value is going to go up.
Welcome to this week's episode of the WVXU Discovery Podcast, Start Here. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Get set for a quick overview and sample of three podcasts today, two national and one locally produced, to help you navigate the ever-growing world of the podcast phenomenon. Plus, we're introducing the all-new Start Here Blast weekly e-newsletter. You'll get a personalized email with a podcast we feature on Start Here. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email from the bottom of the page. Also, now you can rate Start Here on iTunes. And if you're a fan, a 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. So don't forget to rate us on iTunes today. And now, with special thanks for technical assistance from Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and writing research and curation support by Connor Eldridge, it's time to start here. First up this week is a hilarious podcast featuring the brothers McElroy, Justin, Travis, and Griffin. Their podcast is called My Brother, and Me. From Maximum Fun. It's a weekly comedy advice show based on listener questions and questions found on Yahoo Answers, of all places. In hysterical, familial fashion, the brothers offer their takes on some of life's hardest questions, like how to deal with daylight savings time, how to properly crash a party, or how to deal with a crossing guard as a grown adult. You can't expect too much practical advice, but you can expect to laugh a lot as the McElroys joke, jab, and generally have a great time. My Brother, and Me does frequent live show tours, so after a few episodes, you'll be dying for them to bring their certified expert advice to Cincinnati. Here's a sample from a recent episode of My Brother, and Me entitled The Craw Daddy. The brothers are back to answering questions and talking about their problems like adult braces, taekwondo for kids, and eating at a restaurant you were fired from. Here the McElroys answer a question about eating a banana in a respectable way.
This one is sent in by Kevin Budnick. Thank you, Kevin. It's from another anonymous Yahoo Answers user. I'm going to call him Dancing Hip Hop Goose, super fun, educational, because that's the Amazon ad that I have at the top of my website right now.
Perfect.
And let me say, this goose does look like a really cool educational hip hop goose. He's got a backwards hat on. Okay, so anyway, Dancing Hip Hop Goose, super fun, educational, asks, is it possible to eat a banana without feeling rude? And this is funny to even think about when sometimes people eat it. And I'm not talking about it in the way that I did it, where I changed the course of human history, but the way where everybody eats it and maybe somebody will make a foul joke. And I hate these. And so I think it would be much better if we had a different way of doing this where you didn't open yourself up for that to that opportunity.
I'd like to make a pitch.
Okay.
Fully unpeeled banana. Mm. Eat like corn on the cob.
Now we're talking.
So you eat the skin first?
Fully unpeeled. No, you completely remove the peel and then you hold it longwise. And then, like, take bites down and rotate, take bites down, rotate.
Yeah.
That's a good option. In a film I like to call Paul Blart Mall Cop 2, a gentleman named Myrtle eats a banana that's so repellently old that all the comedy in the scene, and there's plenty to go around, is derived from the age of the banana and not necessarily the phallic shape of the banana, I think.
Hey, so and can we just congratulate Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 for not taking that, no pun intended, low-hanging fruit?
Yeah. They evolved the gag.
They evolved the gag a bit. So you're saying just only eat old bananas like our friend and Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 does?
Very old bananas like Myrtle the security guard or the shipping
whatever
drone.
His job doesn't matter. None of this fucking matters.
That's one option.
Can you unpeel it and put the whole thing in your mouth sideways like a big smile? And then people will say like, oh, what a beautiful smile you have. But they won't know it's a banana.
Or maybe just like put it in a blender and then drink it.
Yeah, or mush it up in a cup with a fork.
Or mush it with your hands in front of them and say, like, don't get any ideas, and then smush it in a big ball with your hands.
Uh-huh. I like that. Or maybe, like, start to eat it and then look at somebody and be like, no, you'll make this dirty, and then throw the whole banana away.
Can we just only eat banana runts? And then you just can pop those right in there, and it's not even a thing.
What about deep-fried banana? Is that a thing?
I mean, they're still going to have the same sort of physical shape.
Yeah, right. But no one's ever eating deep-fried pickles, and somebody's like
a wiener.
There's lots of ways we could evolve the banana, though. Like, if we're going to get into culinary solutions, I think that's too broad. I mean, like, you could split it in half and dump some ice cream on it and enjoy a delicious banana.
Whoa, slow down.
I would still know.
A quick snippet from My Brother and Me from Maximum Fun. You can laugh along with the McElroy brothers as they fix all your problems right now at WVXU's Podcast Central. Here's a new addition to the Podcast Central library. The Unseen Hour is a live comedy horror podcast recorded each month from the Rosemary Branch Theatre in London. Written by James Carney, each episode is a lighthearted take on classic horror stories performed by talented actors in front of a live audience. The stories follow Rufus Strideforth, he's the main character of each episode, as he navigates his way through terrifying cabins in the woods, evil robots, and haunted houses. With energetic voice acting and creative sound design, The Unseen Hour is an immersive podcast experience with a perfect balance of fun and fear. Here's a snippet from a recent episode of The Unseen Hour titled "The Story of the Scary Evil Clown That Lives in the Sewers of the Town in Which I Grew Up." In this entertaining send-up of the classic Stephen King story, It, the Unseen Hour puts in their take on the clown in the sewer story. Mixed-in monologues and songs make the production a true sound to behold. Here, Creep the Clown claims his first victim.
Whee! Look at it go! Oh, no! Look out for that open drain! Drat! My boat!
Hello, Featherstone.
Oh, thank goodness. A sewers clown. Can you help me get my boat back?
You mean... Oh. Pardon me, I skipped a line. I'm doing rather a lot of things at once.
It's about that big.
Yeah. Hello. I am Greek, the Yellow King of Clowns. And you... Ah, Featherstone. So now we are not strangers anymore.
Yeah, don't care. Didn't ask for your life story. Just pass me my boat and I'll be on my way.
Do you mean this boat?
Yes, my bloody boat. Bloody hell, no wonder you live in the sewers.
Would you like a balloon, Featherstone?
No, boat will be fine, thanks.
It floats.
I feel like you're not listening to me.
All right, take your damn boat.
Thank you for... Get to my arm!
But you can't go yet.
This is really inappropriate behaviour from a children's entertainer.
There are all sorts of surprises down here with me. Down here below. Try the cotton candy. The rides. At the very least... Sample this monologue.
A sample of the podcast, The Unseen Hour. You can catch all your favorite horror stories with a comedic twist with The Unseen Hour. Available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Our local podcast this week comes to you from Urban Cincy. Urban Cincy is a Cincinnati-focused news website with a unique collection of professional perspectives that make it a hub for diverse ideas and engaging conversation. The Urban Cincy podcast is just the same, offering vital information and informed takes on many important things going on around the city. Now, the regularity of new episodes is somewhat infrequent, but you can expect the important issues to be covered whenever they come up. The Urban Cincy Podcast is the perfect place to learn all you need to know about city development, policy proposals, and the happening topics affecting urban Cincinnati. Urban development experts and journalists, as well as Cincinnati locals Jake, John, and Travis, had the inside scoop on all things Cincy. Here's a clip from the most recent episode of Urban Cincy Podcast covering recent expansion and demolitions taking place downtown and in the immediate area surrounding. Here's the guys talk about the growth of OTR in places like Findlay Market and the Rheingeist Brewery.
Well, the other thing we're seeing taking off in over the Rhine is the area around Findlay Market and Rheingeist. And this is going to be a more challenging area to redevelop because there really aren't a lot of vacant lots where you can build that Mercer Common style development. There was just something announced about some new apartments on, I'm not sure, just south of Rheingeist.
Yeah.
But these are going to be kind of smaller one-off projects for the most part.
Like yeah. apartments and Airbnb yeah. rentals.
I don't think that anybody, when the streetcar project was proposed back in 2007, said, hey, you know, I think Findlay Market is going to take off as a nightlife hub. Where people would have looked at you, you know, like, come on, get out of here, you know. But it's actually happening. I mean, Rheingeist, you know, is owed a lot of the response, you know, a lot of the credit for that. And the Dunlap Cafe, the anchor of the neighborhood for 50 or 100 years. But the thing about it is we might see Findlay Market turn into much more of a, you know, 7 day, well, not Mondays, but 7 day a week sort of, you know, place where people go as tourists. They go for, you know, regular sorts of restaurants, not just the market. So, yeah. And, you know, I bought a house within walking distance of Findlay Market during the recession. I had no idea this was going to happen. So I'm one of the people that are going to exploit
another thing,
celebrate Findlay Market at the end because my housing value is going to go up.
Another thing that's going to be huge for the Findlay Market area is that Leader Furniture is closing down. And by the time this podcast is released, they will have already been shut down because okay. I walked by and it said like 3 days remaining. Negotiate. No reasonable offer will be refused.
Isn't today the day of this recording?
Are you sure this isn't one of those furniture stores that goes out of sale for a year straight?
Once a year, it goes out of business. Yeah.
Going out of business. Tomorrow, going back into business.
They have the people with the signs out front.
A quick sample from the Urban Cincy podcast from urbancincy.com. Get all your Cincinnati development news with Urban Cincy on WVXU's Podcast Central. This week, instead of our usual trip to the Apple Podcast Charts Center, we're turning to PodTrac. PodTrac ranks the top podcasts for all of 2017 based on average U.S. downloads per episode across all listening devices. So we'll look at the top 10 podcasts, starting with number 10 this week, and look at the top 5 next week. At number 10, Snap Judgment presents Spooked. Spooked features true-life supernatural stories told firsthand by people who can barely believe it happened themselves. Be Afraid. Created in the dark of night by Snap Judgment and WNYC Studios at number 10. Snap Judgment presents Spooked. At number 9, Oprah's Super Soul Conversations. Oprah's personal selection of her interviews with thought leaders, best-selling authors, spiritual luminaries, as well as health and wellness experts. At number 9, Oprah's Soul Stories. At number 8, Rough Translation. Host Gary Warner tells stories that follow familiar conversations into unfamiliar territory. At a time when the world seems small, it's as hard as ever to escape our own echo chambers. That's at number 8, Rough Translation. At number 7, 30 for 30, original audio documentaries and more from the makers of the acclaimed ESPN 30 for 30 series. Sports stories like you've never heard them before. 30 for 30 is number 7. At number 6, Ear Hustle. Ear Hustle brings you stories of life inside prison, shared and produced by those living in it. At number 6, Ear Hustle. It's a look at the most popular new podcasts of 2017, numbers 10 through 6. And join us next week for the top 5 as rated by PodTrac Rankings. That wraps up this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery Podcast. And speaking of discovery, astronomical discovery, that is, you want to check out our newest original podcast, Looking Up, with Dean Regas and Anna Heyman. Dean's the outreach astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory and co-host of the PBS series Stargazers and author of the book Facts from Space. Anna's the observatory's director of development with an innate curiosity about the cosmos. That's Looking Up, now at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these two new discovery resources, NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Ober. You get an audio peek into great storytelling podcasts. And for a more blog-like written review and recommendation, NPR has earbud.fm. They use unique categories to help you discover podcasts with things like advice, do it like a lady, and big ideas. And of course, Jim Nolan, Kevin Reynolds, and the WVXU staff feature our favorites on Podcast Central at WVXU.org. That's where we'll add your recommendations if you just email us at podcast@WVXU.org or call 513-294-8030 and leave us a voicemail. I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.